The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, let your glory, O Lord, be seen. We honor you, O Lord, we glorify your holy name. We say, unto you, O God, shall the gathering of the people be. And unto you, O God, we lift our hands, O God, we lift our hearts, we lift our mouths, O God, our praises and everything to you. Father, receive your honor, receive, O God, your glory. Receive our worship, Lord, tonight. Father, we have nobody, O Lord, that we can say thank you, Lord, because it is you who has done it. Only you, O Lord, only you, O Lord, can we give the praise to. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for being here. We thank you, Father, for being alive, for the strength, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and have your wonderful seat in the house of the Lord. God richly bless you for coming. And throughout the month of November ending to this month, we've been talking and we've been dealing with ourselves. And we'll be declaring about the new season and doing the Bible studies. We have talked about so many things. How do we preserve our new season? How do we ensure that what God has promised within the 100 prayers, that prayer doesn't go waste. And as I was saying last week, that we realized that one of the issues and one of the things that has really disturbed Christianity and has really worried us is about what we say and how we talk. And most times after prayers, and we have prayed and prayed and cried and sometimes rolled on the floor, what comes out of it? Tonight, I want us to go. We're going to pray to deal with only one thing, one solution that Joshua had. And Joshua told the people before they were able to conquer Jericho. When we go to Joshua chapter 6, say, now Jericho was strictly shut because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given thee, the Lord has already given you. We have prayed 100 days. The Lord has given us what we are looking for. God's ears are not dead, neither are his hands too short that he will not be able to reach to us and satisfy our needs. So God said, I have given it to you. I have given it to you. Jericho, and the king of thereof, and the mighty men of Israel. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around the city once. Thus thou shalt do 6 days. The seven priests shall bear before the ark, before seven trumpets of ram's horns. And the seventh day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. That is the Lord's command. This is the Lord's instruction towards what we need to do to take over. But as it went down, And it came to pass that when they make a long blast with the horns, the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. All the people shall shout with a great shout. Every great shout that comes is a shout of victory. Every great shout is the shout of victory. It is not those who are defeated that shout. Not those who are losing that shout. It is those who have victory. They are the people who shout. Say, and that shall what? Hear the sound of the trumpet, and the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the law. And he said unto the people, pass on the city, pass on, pass the and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpet of ram horns passed on before the Lord and blew the seven trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And when the armed men went out before the priest that blew the trumpet sound, and rewarded came after the ark, the priest going and blowing with trumpet. And Joshua commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. I know it's long. I have read about 10 verses. But the 10th part is where the issue is. Say, and verse 10. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voices, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you or I command you shout. Then ye shall shout. Joshua knew the people of Israel.
Joshua knew him Israel, man.
He knew Israelites because he was there when he was a young boy when they crossed the river, the sea, and crossed the river. And Joshua has seen and had witnessed how people have died. To the extent that the one that the Lord had commanded himself, that Moses, take my people from slavery unto the promised land. That man himself, the great prophet Moses, couldn't even get to the promised land.
Israel free Egypt.
Because of the stubbornness and the word that comes out of the Israelites. So Joshua had a history of what Moses encountered. And he knows that if he leaves this, my people here, just as it happened to Moses, so shall it also happen to him. Because he was part of the 12 spies. It was only him and Caleb that stood on one side, and the 10 people stood on the other side. And he has seen how God killed and he murdered all those people. So now they were about to take new territories. They were now in a new season. The old was past. They were in a new era that God was taking them to. So God gave a command. That is how they should be. But no, Joshua also gave his own command. Because God's command to him, he needs to find a strategy to ensure that those commands go down to the people world.
So in verse 10,
he commanded, he said, thou shalt not hurt south. Thou shalt not talk. No word should proceed out of your mouth. Until I command you to talk, don't talk. Because if you allow them to talk, as they are going around, some will ask them, why are we going around? We are tired. Joshua, we are tired.
Joshua, yabre.
Why should we be going? Well, let's enter and beat them and kill all of them.
God
said they should go around for 6 days. I tell you, if he had not commanded them to keep quiet, I'm telling you, by the third day, the Jericho walls would have come out to come and kill all the Israelites.
And
I was thinking about it. I said maybe Moses who should have also adapted that same command. Because as for Joshua, he saw it.
Joshua,
he heard it. His eyes saw it. So he will not allow what happened to his boss also to happen to him. So he says, for 6 days, as we are going around, everybody keep quiet. Don't talk. Don't say anything. Until I tell you to open your mouth, don't open your mouth. I don't care if your mouth even smells. Don't open your mouth. This is my command. And lo and behold, when they obeyed the strict instruction that Joshua gave them, by the seventh day, the Lord proved himself. At the seventh day, they took over Jericho. It tells you that words, what comes out of our mouth has stronger impact in our lives. So you can pray and fast for 200 days, but what comes out of your mouth is good enough and can be worse enough to destroy all the fasting and prayers that you have done for 200 days. One word alone is enough to destroy everything that you have built. So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, say, don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Amen. And Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13, those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin or will come to destruction. So we realize that in this new season, as God has commanded us, the critical component of this new season manifesting in our lives is we keeping quiet and not complaining, but we rather speak what we need to speak and rather say what God wants us to say, not what our emotions and our internal beings, not what our eyes are seeing that should proceed out of our mouth. In difficult situations, it's better hard to shut up. It is better to shut up. It is better to shut up. Amen.
Amen.
Church, amen.
Amen.
I know. Some people, that is having a problem. Someone is asking, how can I stop? My mouth runs faster. It runs faster than before I should even think about it. The words are coming out of my mouth. They are out. But a new season must come with what must make us instead of what will destroy us. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight we have a simple prayer. We're going to pray 1, 2, 3 topics, and we're going to pray and leave the place. We are going to pray. We are still in our new season. We are in our new season. If God says He's elevating me, I should be able to speak my elevation. It doesn't matter the time or the moment. God can do it in a second. He can do it in a second. So don't look at the circumstances and judge God by what you feel and how you see. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to pray that God should help us. That we will not kill our testimony before our time. We will not kill our testimony before our time. And ask yourself, God, this that will you ever come? Let me just forget about it and just go and find something. That the Lord will help us with our thoughts. Those who can control their mouth, we are going to pray that God will give you enabling spirit to be able to hold your mouth. God should give us the power to be able to, if possible, God Himself should hold it. Amen.
Amen.
That we can see the new season happening in our life. We can see the manifestation of the new season. So we'll just take it and we'll pray and we'll practicalize it and see what God will do. Amen.
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 Do you agree with me? Yes. Because some people have lost their destiny partners. Some have lost people who are supposed to help them. People who have lost their destiny helpers because of how we spoke. Amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth and begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the new season. 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 Thank the Lord. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for this new season. Lord, I thank you for this new season. Lord, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Elohim, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Adonai, I thank you. Yes, Lord. I thank you for this new season. I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Yes, God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, O Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, O Lord. Kande basi ya baba da ya baba. Era soto de baba ya baba da pende kaya baba da baba. Yes, O Lord. I thank you. Yes, O God. I thank you for this new season of divine alignment to your way. I thank you for this new season that I will align to your way. 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 I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you. Elohim, I thank you. Adonai, I thank you, yes, Lord. That in this new month, Lord, in this new month, Lord, of alignment to God, divine alignment. Father, I align to the new season. I align to the new season. Let my heart, let my mind, Lord, yes, sink, O God, with what you have said, Lord. Let my actions, O God, be in line with your word, O Lord. Let me be, yes, O Lord. Father, let me be in that your word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father, that you have Lord. Lord, I pray, O God. I pray, O Lord. I pray, yes, O God. Let your word, O Lord, let your word saturate me. In the name of Jesus. Yes, In Jesus' name.
Amen.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
This evening.
This evening.
This evening.
This evening.
I know.
I know.
And I've heard.
And I've heard.
How the Israelites.
How the Israelites.
How the Israelites.
How the Israelites.
Lost.
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 The promised land,
the promised land.
By the words of their mouth,
by the words of their mouth,
by the words of their mouth,
by the words of their mouth.
But those, O Lord,
who
stay
to your word,
who stay to your word, who confess your word, were able to take charge,
to take charge
of the promised land,
of the promised land.
Father, tonight,
Father, tonight,
I want to partake.
I want to partake.
I want to partake.
I want to partake
of my blessings.
Of my blessings.
Of my blessings.
Of my blessings.
Father, tonight.
Father, tonight.
I want to partake.
I want to partake
of my blessings.
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 Begin to talk to God. Tell the Lord, you want to partake of your blessings. You want your blessings to manifest in your life. You want to see your blessings. Tell God, speak to the Lord. God, I want to partake of my blessings. God, I want to be a partaker. Take up my blessing, that nothing will pass me by, that no blessing will pass me by, nothing will pass me by. Now they pass that I am a mother. Raso Kotore Babada, yes, O Lord, Father, the name of Jesus, I declare my Koto, yes, I am a mother, 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 yes, In Jesus' name,
amen.
My Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
This evening.
I commit my lips.
I commit my mouth.
I commit my mouth.
I commit my thoughts.
I commit my thoughts.
I commit them to you.
I commit them to
Father,
you.
Father, I commit them to you.
Father, I commit
I
them
surrender
to
them to you.
I surrender them to
I
you.
I surrender my thoughts to
I
you.
I surrender my thoughts
I surrender
to
my
you.
Emotions to
I
you.
I surrender my emotions.
I surrender my lips to you.
I surrender my
I surrender
to
my
you.
Entire being to you.
I surrender
Pray and surrender. Pray and surrender. Surrender everything. Whatever that makes the wind come out of your mouth. Surrender them. Surrender them. Commit your emotions. Even if it is anger. Lord, take charge. Ask God to take charge. Even if it is anger. Walk out the Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I commit them unto you. Father, I commit my entire to you. I commit my mouth. I commit my mouth. I commit the thought. My thought to you. I commit my thought to you. I commit my actions to you. I commit my inner man to you. I commit myself unto 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 you. Yes, Lord. I commit. Father, I commit. Lord, I commit. Lord, I commit them unto you. Lord, I commit them unto you. Lord, I commit them unto you. Yes, O God. Lord, I commit them unto you. I am the one who is 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 the one I go over the verse for those who just came in. Joshua chapter 6, verse 10. Say, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you or I command you to shout. Then ye shall shout, or ye shall talk. He commanded them, said, thou shalt not shout. Thou shalt not talk. In Psalm 46, verse 10, it said, even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. Or when he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. A fool who even keeps quiet in the midst of issues, circumstances, is being considered wise.
Okwasia, okana nutum emra asemwo honu mokra na yebune se oye nyansini.
So Joshua's command to the people to keep quiet.
See Joshua sha or se won se wonye dino.
He wasn't wrong.
Na onfumye.
But at that time, at least he wanted them to be wise.
Nanso na samre ni muno pese omu.
He wants them to be wise. So when someone is a fool, no one can say, ah, today, dear, you won't talk. So, no, today I have to say, hey, wampa. Because everybody thinks for the comment of a man, Jimmy, some no beka. And so then one kasa. The one who says, so when you are faced with circumstances and issues, when you are in this new season, said, thou shalt not talk.
See, a merful fry, your woman, no samania, and I saw how be a tua, your semen cassa.
In this new season, when the thing is supposed to be black and you are seeing it as green, said, don't talk.
Sadiani, if it ampona, who say it to my or semen cassa.
Don't talk.
And cassa.
Someone was some years ago, some goiter testimony, and the woman believed that she was healed, though the goiter was there. The first day, she said she is healed. People are seeing the goiter, but she says she is healed. And the people think they thought she is mad. The second day, they said, I am healed. There is no goiter. But the people said there is the goiter is there. At the end of the second day, they saw that the goiter was shrinking. By the fourth day, the goiter was gone. The goiter was gone. It depends on how you see it. And how you want to say it. How you see it. And how you want to say it. So if you think your mouth will worry you. And it will slip like okro. Joshua says what? Keep quiet. We're going to pray. That the Lord should help us to keep quiet. In times when we don't see what we want to see. In this new season, God should help us with our mouth. And those of us who always want to fish into people's stories and know what is happening. Or you also close your research work. Let your research work come to an end.
And
submit to the lecturer that I have finished my work. Tell God, God is the lecturer. God, I have finished my research work on people's life. Every time investigating people's life, let me end it. Yes. God is the maker. He will give you the a good reward. Amen.
Amen.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In this new season.
In this new season.
In this new season.
In this new season.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
Help me.
To keep quiet.
To keep quiet.
To shut up.
To shut up.
When I have to shut up.
When I have to shut up.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To shut up.
To shut up.
When I have to shut up.
When I have to shut up.
When I cannot shut up.
When I cannot shut up.
When I cannot keep quiet.
When I cannot keep quiet.
God. Shut me up.
God 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 shut me up.
For my testimony.
For my testimony.
For my manifestation.
For my manifestation.
Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Yes, pray where they come. Yes, O Lord, Father, Lord, in this new season, in this new season, O Lord, in this new season, Father, help me to shut up, Lord. Help me to keep quiet, Lord, on issues, O Lord. Help me to keep quiet, Lord. Help me to be silent on issue. Help me to be silent on issue. Yes, O Lord, when I'm not seeing it correctly, when I'm not seeing how it should be, when I'm not seeing how you want me to see it, Lord, Father, let me keep quiet. Help me to keep quiet. Help me to keep quiet. Help me to be silent, Lord. Help me to be silent, Lord. Help me to silence, Lord. Where I cannot be silent, Father, silence me, Lord. Where I cannot be silent, where I cannot be silent, Father, silence me. Father, silence me. Lord, 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 silence me. Father, silence me. Dad, I am Baba Jah.
My yanda bayanda 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 bayan
Amen. We're going to pray. So we tell the Lord that this new season will not, our season will not pass us by. Our testimony will not pass us by. In this season of divine alignment, today is the 8th day of December.
On the 8th of December,
people are still receiving their testimonies. Today, I heard some testimonies today.
And
I was so happy for them. Because it is their time. One thing I always believe, even if it is 31st,
and
it has not crossed to 12 midnight, the God that
me
I know is a God who can use a second. And I always have this. The stick or the tree, that Aaron's tree,
Aaron that
they put in the ark. It was not a fresh tree that was budding. It was not a growing tree. It was a dead tree. Or it was a dead stick. But for God to prove that he is God, overnight he made it budded. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is it for me. Fresh. But said the night Israel for the air corner for Yanko Pont, so training you, Yamunti. A Diana, I want no, and watching out wanting him. Ah, a Diano and Quambian, you know. I'm the two Homa, Jen, you know. Not a Diana, if you see. Not a Diana, Eddie, if you see. For God to prove that He is God. That is why I can tell you that it does not matter how the situation is. For you, thank God you are alive. That sick or that tree was dead. It was a dead tree. It was a dead stick. But for God to prove Himself that He is God, He made it budded. If you forget about what God can do for throughout your life, this very thing, so don't ever forget it. So we are going to pray that our Father in heaven, in this new season, my testimony should never pass me by. We have prayed and committed our lives to God. And I always like this verse thing, this is some 14:28 or some. I don't know. Let me just think. Yes, Psalm 19:14 say, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind be acceptable to you." Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind be acceptable to you always. So anytime any word is coming out of your mouth, ask yourself, are these words from the Lord? So we're going to pray that my Father in heaven,
in this new season,
let my testimony,
let my manifestation,
let that which I've been praying for never pass me by. Begin to pray and talk to God. Whatever you've been praying for, let it never pass you by. Let the words of our mouth, let the meditation, yes, of our mouth, yes, be acceptable to you, Lord, in this new season, let it never pass me by, let my testimony never pass by. Let my testimony never pass by. Lord, I am ready for the season. The Bible makes us to understand that when they kept quiet and they obeyed what Joshua told them. On the seventh day in the seventh round, when Joshua said, shout and talk, now they shouted and talked. And the walls fall down flat without any human interference. This just tells me that whatever situation that is confronting you, whatever situation that we are seeing that we think we cannot handle or it's become unsurmountable, if we keep quiet and look up to God and only confess that which God is saying, those issues will fall down flat without your efforts. Those issues will disappear without your human interference. The problems you are seeing will be no problem if you obey just what the Lord is saying. And victory becomes yours. Victory becomes yours. Victory becomes yours. This is, I'm quoting what it's written in the Bible. Not what I said. He said, the walls went down flat. Walls that donkeys, horses can run on. They were so thick that horses and chariots can even be on the wall. They can run and race on the wall. It came down flat. It tells you how mighty the God is. I want you to open your mouth and tell God, just thank God, that God, whatever issue that is faced with, there is nothing that it can do. If you were able to bring the wall of Jericho down, if you were able to bring the wall of Jericho down without any interference, God, whatever issue, Lord, that I have, Lord, you can bring it down. Begin to pray and talk to God. Begin to pray and tell God. But God, there is nothing that is bigger than you. There is nothing that is bigger than you. There is nothing that overwhelms you. There is nothing, no situation overwhelms God. There is nothing that God cannot surmount. There is nothing that God cannot overturn. Open your mouth and talk to God. That God, I know you. I know there is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that you cannot overcome. There is nothing that you cannot triumph. There is nothing that is beyond your strength. This issue that I am seeing, this situation that is before me, God, it is nothing to you. 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 Help me to hold on your way. Help me to hold on to your way. Help me to hold on to your way. I know, God, this is no match for you. This situation is no match for you. This situation is no match for you. This situation is no match for you. God, I thank you, Lord, that it is possible. I thank you, Lord, that you have overcome this situation. I thank you, Lord, that victory is mine. I thank you, Lord, that in this situation, victory is mine. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you,
Lord Jesus,
that if we can keep quiet and look up to you, Lord, if we can keep silent on issues and, Lord, look up to you, Lord,
Jesus,
if we can hold on to you and hold on to your word, and we will go with the command, Lord, that our thoughts and our emotions and our angers and all those things within us will not provoke us to utter words against what you have prayed against. Lord, you will come through for us.
Jesus.
Lord, you will come through for us.
Jesus.
You will come through for us.
Jesus.
Because I know you are a showman. We know you have done it before. We know you have done it before. We know you have done it before. Testimonies can be everywhere.
Amen.
Testimonies are everywhere.
Amen.
Father, do not pass us by.
Amen.
As we have committed ourselves to you. As we, Lord, we have committed our entirety to you.
Jesus.
Our body, our spirit, our lips, our everything, Father, we have committed them unto you.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
Oh, help us, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, help us, Lord,
Amen.
To have faith in you.
Amen.
To have faith in you.
Amen.
Those whose faith are down, Lord, as the disciples said, Jesus, increase our faith. Father, increase our faith.
Amen.
That we will believe you the more. We will trust you the more.
Amen.
And will not be swayed by what we see. Amen. And be swayed by the circumstances around us. Because they are only passing by. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We give you the glory. We thank you for what you have done. What you continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.